Last week in Adventuring, Skondrag, Raphael, and Toa fought for their lives on the train that was heading towards their next adventure. After defeating Sasha and the two assassins with the gold rings, our heroes met Theodore Parsivalum, the president of Central Union. In a sad conclusion, Toa left the party with Theodore to find his long-lost sister. What will Skondrag and Raphael do now that Toa is gone? What adventures will Toa have now that he's left? What sinister secrets await them in Riverlake? Find out now what's happening today in Adventuring!
Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast, because that's...
Well, what do I need right now?
The one thing that you need is another D&D podcast. I'm your DM, Will Powers, and on my right we have...
Pick me.
Actually, let's start on your left first.
Yeah, I always feel
across
left out.
From me, we have a new player. You guys didn't really hear it. We were going to do a special episode, but it never got recorded. So Tyson had to move on to something. We are going to talk about that more. He didn't leave the podcast. He is just going to be doing something else for a time. So we brought on another player, not to take Toa, but with his own character. So please give a warm welcome to my father. Dad, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Rich Powers, your father.
Yes! So good.
I guess I'm Ike Matum playing Raphael Grendich.
And I am Cody.
Beep!
Nice. Yeah.
Playing Skondrag the Forgotten.
Perfect.
How do you remember him if he's so forgotten?
Every time. It blows my mind.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have an immovable rod.
You do. I gave that to you.
I saw that on my paper. What a good day.
All right.
I have a small blue stone. I just want to like throw it out there that, yeah. Will.
I have a jar of dirt.
He rolled it. That was a totally random. I had six items set apart, and you guys rolled them.
So. It does make me more willing to use my. Well, that's fair. It does make me more willing to use my wand.
Do you guys remember where we kind of left off last week, or do you want me to do a little bit of just like the very end of what happened? You're good?
Toa and Prometheus walked off the train and Prometheus? Were just pulling into New Haven.
Theodore Parsivalum.
Yeah.
The guy who can't remember, the guy who can't think even said something.
He had it written down.
He didn't even know the name of his wand.
Did you not get that reference just now? Oh, you did?
You just stood there. You didn't even say anything.
Okay, thank you.
The guy who can't think said something.
Thank you. Okay. So you guys watch as the train doors close and you see Toa and Theodore walking away together and the train starts moving and you are on your way from New Haven toward Riverlake.
First class with papers.
Yeah.
Do you think we can maybe go talk to the attendant? Like, we don't have one extra person now. Maybe we can get first class, get up in that first car?
We are.
You are in the first car. You're in Theodore's carts right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we did move up here. I'm standing next to the window, and I have my hand on the glass, and I'm singing the trouble, 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 and just mourning the loss of Toa leaving our party.
I kind of look over and go, Raphael.
What?
You got blood all over the window.
Oh, are there cats? No cats. And I kind of like smudge it around with like, I put my arm up and I like wipe it on the window and it just smudges everywhere. And I like do a little bit harder and faster and it just covers the whole window in blood.
The cats lick it. Try that.
Yeah. I draw a smiley face and just walk away. In blood on the window.
The other trains passing by just see this bloody spot with a happy face in the middle.
Is there an attendant that comes at any point?
I mean, you would see someone walk in and kind of like take your order for dinner so you don't have to go to the dinner cart if you don't want to.
How long is it until River Lake? How much of a ride do we have left?
I would say it's going to take about a day to get there.
A day on a train?
It was already 24 hours.
Took you to get to New Haven.
Oh
my goodness.
I thought it was a day like total.
I take some tramadol and I knock out.
The attendant walks in, sees the bloody window, sees you guys covered in blood. But he has obviously worked with high profile people in the past. And he like looks at you guys, pays no mind to your condition. Other than the fact that you've been wounded.
Do you have a moist towelette?
He walks over and he's actually holding like a metal tray and he pulls it up and there's steaming towels inside of the metal
tray. May want to just perceive if that's another trap. Didn't work out very well for us last time.
I pick both of the towels up and just like start wiping them all over my face and body and then just put these just blood soaked rags back on his towel and just on back on the tray.
The stack of towel, like the stack of clean.
It just like drip down him and then I take the lid and I look at him and I just move his hand and put the lid back on top of it and then tap the top of the container.
He just looks at you and he's like, well done, sir.
Listen, dude, I appreciate you being here. The towelettes thing, that's cute. You said the doctor's coming?
I haven't summoned him yet, but
Yeah. Nor have you got my scotch. Shoo. Okay. And I kind of like underhandedly like just shoo him off.
Yep. He walks out of the room.
Hey, Skondrag, why don't you teach me how to play Gearworks? I've never played. That's why I don't ever want to play with you, because I don't know how.
Oh,
No money. I'm not playing you for money.
Then you're not playing for Gears.
I'll give two monies.
If you play for two monies, then that's your bet.
I don't know how the game works. Is that pretty traditional?
Do you have two monies?
Yes. And I pull out two rusty coins out of my pocket from the fountain.
And I look and I kind of like lick and try and
I
shine.
Would not
lick
All right. Those. Here's because you keep giving these away, I need to actually give you a number of how many you have. I'm going to say you still have 23 rusty coins left. You have
rusty coins.
You have 7 like larger coins. You have 8 medium sized coins and you have 8. 16, 20. Yeah. You have 8 small coins.
Math is hard.
Okay. I will use 2 of my small rusty coins, and I will play you in Gearworks after you teach me.
I kind of look at it, twiddle it in my hand, take a bite out of it.
Don't, I wouldn't. Oh,
you taste. It's dusty.
Is it soft?
It's not soft. It flakes off in your mouth, though.
They're good. I'm good for it.
Right, and I reach into my pocket and I pull out 2 pieces of pocket lint and I put it down and I said, "I'll match you."
Oh, good for me.
Okay, so we sit down and we just start to play, and I woo you with my card handling ability.
You're like doing these amazing like cuts with your hands, and you're shuffling the deck, and then you're doing like the false shuffle where you cut it in 3 pieces.
One goes through my braided beard and out.
That was pretty impressive. Where'd you learn how to do that?
Is this where we
share? Where we talk about ourselves, some intimate details. You tell me about your father. I tell you about my lack of parents. We bond over that because I don't think you have a dad either. You clearly have some father figure issues.
How about you tell me about the Kane and Crowley or whatever?
Nope. You're going to have to guess his name.
Come Shay
Schmuck. You get 2 more and I get your firstborn son.
I don't have a firstborn son.
That's one
son.
More guess.
That you know crap.
Anyways, this is where we're going to talk about your little mechanical doodad, and we talk about the fact that he had a sister. Really? Did you catch that?
Yeah, apparently she's a princess. She was a princess on a ship, took over a boat.
Right. So that means that Toa's a prince?
I'm not one to really buy into the whole royalty thing, but I read a lot of books, and by my math, that would make him a prince.
So does that mean he was a frog at one point?
Did somebody kiss Toa at some point?
Maybe that's where the metal arms came from.
Oh.
Could he have been a cyborg?
I think the main thing we need to figure out is who's going to kick the butt now that I'm not strong, you're not strong.
I don't know if you ever realized this, but like, Toa wasn't that strong. He was just fast.
He's just big.
And big.
He carried you up the stairs.
Yeah, that wasn't by choice. My choice, anyways. That was by your choice and his choice. I did not choose. That was not consensual.
No, I
not at all.
I guess I'm just... He's gone. And I don't know where we go from here. We kind of started this with three people. He was a good fighter. I just don't know what happens from here. Do we keep going?
I tell
you.
Do
we go back to the Citadel?
Simply put, you and I, maybe not the best at talking about emotions. We're both.
Do you have a dad?
I do.
Is he alive? Is he able, or has he at any point shown you any sort of affection?
He's shown me lots of things. You know, he was more brain than anything and didn't exactly pay attention to any of us. So we're just going to keep going. But I did end up with I had a pretty good, my mom remarried. He did well and we raised right. So either way, we're not going to talk about that because obviously you've got no parents and there's a giant void in your life. But somebody wrote you a cute little letter. Mind telling me who that was?
Yeah, from your mother.
Tell me your name.
She didn't sign it. Just kissed it. Red lipstick.
That's my brother.
Oh, I need to go wash my mouth. The letter is unimportant. You want to know about the cane? The cane is from Crofton. What do you want to know?
Now, I will say this. You had some needles in you, and I don't know if that was a part of the needles, part of the cane, what was going on, but at one point I saw two of you, and I'm pretty sure I don't have double vision right now.
Yeah, and with that, I turn the dial on it to the stick figure, wave it over the tattoo on my wrist, and twist the handle and push it down, and then with that, I kind of like flick the cane out, and an exact projection of me goes out in front of me.
By the beard of Zeus, what in the world is that?
Yeah, it's pretty nifty.
As you guys, like, that whole interaction happens, and the door opens, and the doctor walks in, and he looks at it, and he's like, I was not informed that we had twins on board.
Yes, man, he is sicker than I. He's grown mute, doctor, over the past few hours. He doesn't speak. He hasn't been eating. It's the worst. Can you mend him?
I kind of stop.
He's doing like his mouth is moving at the exact same time yours is, and like he's doing the exact same motion.
Is that how this thing works?
Yes.
I didn't think that. You said it was non-audio.
He's not saying anything. It's just both of you are
like a mirror image of you
saying it.
And he's grown quite rude. All he does is mimics me all day. But he
it sounds like it's coming from both of you.
Yes.
And I look at the doctor and I go, that's the one you want to work on. And I point to the mirrored one.
Indeed. And I put a high five up.
And I give high fives to both
of
them.
And I move my hand so he misses both of them and still doesn't know.
I know which one, right?
No, you
roll.
Know.
You can roll.
Golly.
Roll
50-50. You'd have to, yeah.
Roll 50-50.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I don't want to look like an idiot.
I really look like an idiot around you.
Yes, so, doctor, we need mending.
He just like takes a little tray and sets it in the room, and he's like,
"Those more hot towels?"
They are not. They are my own special recipe. You may take one and take it as you please. And the doctor walks out of the room, and you have two.
I
think moving forward, maybe you create this whole. And I don't know which one I'm looking at. I'm looking at both of them. I'm like, maybe you do this and let them punch
that
one.
I see him doing
that one.
And I pull the handle of the cane to make the other one disappear.
Yep.
I still hate you.
Yeah.
Neat trick, though. That's going to come in handy when they're beating the crap out of both of us. And we don't have Toa to take the beating.
Yeah, it's one of those two uses per day kind of thing, as you would call, as they would say in the realm of magical items being used.
Yeah, nobody says that in my realm.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's good to know. Either way, when he gets back, I say, why don't you partake with me? I'll show you how to run the gearworks. And we get into Riverside, River Lake. There's a wonderful place that we might be able to stop off, play a few rounds. And,
are people going to try to kill you there? Forgot about that. I'm not going to bring it up.
You just did.
I'm not going to dig into it.
My name's Johan.
What?
Johan.
Nope. Is it?
Remember when you said my name and confirmed to these other two, 47 and 92, that they were hunting me because of something I may or may not have did and said, and like, yeah, that definitely wasn't me now, but it was me later. No, name tags are bad.
No, but with Johan written on it.
Ooh, name tags are good. I like that. All right, all right.
I would be
Raphael.
Randy.
Randy's that's a deep cut to episode one.
You might as well be Vanessa if that.
And as I do, I look towards the window that all the blood prints were on and just solemnly look out the window from where I was standing at and then snap back into it.
Is there anything else that you guys want to accomplish on this train ride? I'm going to say this train ride is going to go smoothly. Unless you want to explore the train, this is D&D. So
no,
you have
I don't
want to
go on any other car of this train.
I'm gonna stop and kind of just like that. Hey, I don't know. Have you ever been around River Lake? Do you know anything about River Lake?
Me? No, never been to River Lake. You seem to know more about it than I do because you said there's a thing there that you want to go to, a bar.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever traveled?
I have traveled, but the circus had not gone to River Lake.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, there's quite a few, you know, beautiful things about it. I mean, you have some finely crafted cane. Maybe you're into a little bit of like, you know.
I do like the finer things in life, but I don't typically travel for them.
Right. Uh-huh. So what if I said anything about like the Church of Solon?
No.
Would you wouldn't know? Really?
No.
You don't know anything about that. I mean, that's like a huge national landmark.
Is that with...
It's an architectural wonder of the world. How do you not know this?
And I pull out the Offhander's Guide to Almost Everything book in my pocket, and I flip through the pages. What'd you call it again? The Church of
Solon.
Search of Solomon. And I flip S.
Did you steal that from the library?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't got Solomon. I got salt and pepper. It says something about push it. Push it. Real good? Does that ring a bell?
I just when we get there, let
you? Did you go to church there?
No, just your home when we get there, let me do the talking and you just keep your handy dandy tourist guide.
Are you Johannes there?
Just don't say my name. Pretty much anywhere
like
we go.
Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite of that.
Say my name. Don't say my name. Say my name.
Right.
Okay. So, Church of Solomon, go there, Johannes. Not Skondrag. Why do you know that church? I'm not.
Everybody
not comfortable.
Listen, knows that
there
church.
There are two of us now.
Literally, ask the doctor or
why did those people with
Fabio.
The wings come after you in numbers?
Listen, long and short is I have some skills. You have some skills. We both have some skills that maybe don't get used in the best of ways, but they keep us alive, correct?
Up until this point.
All right. So I may or may not have used some of those skills, and Lady joined me that night. Long story short, Taggart is a long ways off from a lot of money that may or may not belong to him.
Did you
steal? You remember the Taggart
that
we're going to have to encounter at some point?
We're going to have to get you a
surprise. Yeah, he kind of works on and owns all of the major casinos.
And being is not a casino.
It is not. You're correct. Wow, it's okay. A normal national landmark that everyone knows. Talk to Fabio. He would even know it. Like literally the conductor on this train would recognize it.
Church
you're just
Solomon,
an idiot.
Really? Huh? Nothing. I ain't got nothing. I never heard of it. Is it, you say it's big?
I said Solon. Not Solomon.
Solomon.
No, Solon.
Good big temple?
Solon.
Solon.
There you go.
Hmm. Yeah, never heard of it. I'm excited to see it with you, though. Sounds
it's
like
it's going
to
be beautiful.
Fun.
It'll make you, you know, very excited.
We should get a tintype made of us in front of it.
Right. And at that, I turn to the window, I take my drink, and I completely ignore everything else he says.
And we could get one of those souvenirs made where they draw a picture of us. We could go get matching shirts. We could also get one of those foam fingers.
The trains start to slow down as you pull into the station, and as you kind of exit the train and are moving into this massive like Metroplex station, you see trains coming and going constantly. As you move out of the train, each of you, who's carrying the little box that the commander...
All of us has one, because I put tape over the camera.
But... Yeah, you did.
I'm
so
still
you pull
hitting mine
out,
with a cane.
And you see the commander pop up on that little screen there. It's black and white, kind of fuzzy, like a 90s TV. Black
television.
And white channel. Yeah, exactly. And he pops up, and he's like, thank goodness we got a hold of you.
Well, you'd have
yeah,
to,
thank,
to call
thank
us
goodness.
Up until this point, so...
We have been trying to call you. I'm assuming you just got off the train.
Well, there is a train involved, yep. And we are
you
no longer on it.
Depart
yep.
I told you it wouldn't work on the train because of the magnets.
I tried to tell everyone that, but they just
didn't listen. I didn't believe him.
No one listens to Scondre.
Okay.
What do you got for us,
whatever.
Commander?
I haven't been able to contact your contact in River Lake. She went missing.
Was she an archaeologist?
An archaeologist?
Yeah, like one of those people does history and digs and stuff.
This is different than Destin, right? Not Destin?
No, what Destin went missing as well.
This two people gone missing?
Yes.
Why are we here? Toa left.
Hold on, do you know Sasha?
Toa left.
Wait, you know Sasha?
Toa
yeah,
left.
We know Sasha.
Wait. Oh, gosh. What do you mean Toa left?
I don't know. He found Percival. And
Sasha checked in with us.
She checked in with us and Toa left. About a sister.
And Toa left. And needles.
Okay, where
lots
did
of
Toa
needles.
Go?
I don't know. A ship?
A bear.
Apparently.
Toa's a princess.
Toa's a prince. His sister is a princess. His dad is the king. Uncle's the king. Parsivalus had info about his
Wait,
sister being...
Wait, Parsivalum.
Parsivalum.
Yeah, the president.
Theodore?
The president. Yeah, the big
Theo.
Guy. Big
Theo.
Potentate.
He goes by Theo.
We know
so
him
So you guys
as
met what you're telling me is on the train ride to New Haven.
There's a statue in the middle of New Haven. Have you seen that thing?
You met
huge.
Huge.
Big old
Can you
donger.
Guys just give me a report?
Big donger on the statue.
I end report.
So, you guys hear in the background a couple of the analysts kind of laughing, and he sets it down for a moment.
Did you get that transcript?
We sent it to you. It was a scan. It was a drawing.
And he picks it back up, and you can see a little bit of a pulse in his forehead right now. And he's
hey, I've
like,
seen that before.
All right.
I need you guys to explain to me what happened on the train.
I'll give you the long story.
Here, Scondrag, how about I give short story, and then if he still needs info, you give him the long version.
Or I can give him the long version.
Nope, I think this will be better. All right. We were on the back train. Some people fooled me and
thinking that
they were also seekers.
One person.
Kicked our butts.
Sasha.
Okay. Sasha... You met.
We did. We did meet her. She was nice.
Like
she had a tome.
She
needles.
Had, She had a tome?
I think it was a fake tome.
It was definitely a fake tome.
Why do you think it was a fake tome?
Because it shot him with needles.
Yeah, it got shot.
In the neck, thyroid area.
Did she have needles in her?
She had bars.
She was pregnant.
No.
I bet she wasn't pregnant.
That was another lady.
That was
97.
Boy, that would have been clever, though.
That would have been.
Hiding the needles.
It's a place.
So what you're saying is she had a run-in with the toy maker.
Oh.
It's possible.
Okay.
Are there more tomes than just ours?
Who's a toy maker?
There shouldn't be. And that's what you keep calling him.
What about citadels? How many citadels are there?
As far as I know, just this one.
Yes, but have you been wrong?
So far, no.
Oh, he's smart. He's good.
Good call.
All right.
All right. So, got
Sasha's dead.
We killed Sasha.
Yeah, no more Sasha.
Seems like you have a connection with her. Yeah, you're touching your noggin. Not good. Sorry, she's dead.
She was your contact in River Lake.
Well, not no more. We did make a lot of contact. She tried to shove some needles through him, and she wasn't real nice to my bear.
On the upper hand, we solved the mystery of why she was missing.
What do you mean?
Right.
Bear.
She's missing.
Well, bears on a train. You know, that's a classic move. Bears on a train.
Toa's gone.
Okay, we're to that now. Toa is gone.
Yeah, Theo.
Did he die?
No. Much. He's lit. I think he's actually.
He's probably happier than he ever been.
Theo came on the train, told him about his sister that was still alive and sounded kind of like a badass pirate, took over a ship. And I get it. He doesn't really have any family. So,
He does now.
He left to go find his sister.
Right.
He said he'd be back.
I think he's on island time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He left.
We met Parsivalum.
You met Theodore Parsivalum on the trip. What was
He's
Theodore doing?
He's a lot smaller than his statue.
I would assume.
In both height and bulk.
Girth.
Okay. So Theodore Parsivalum took Toa off the train.
He didn't take him. It was mutual. He did not kidnap Toa.
Okay.
I mean, it was a 15-second decision. It seemed kind of abrupt, but it was good.
Okay.
But I think we're going to get our butts kicked.
Nah, we are good. We've got this completely under control.
The camera shuts off for a minute.
Hey, I did that with mine, too.
It just, like, you see the box, like, you see the cover come down, and then you don't hear anything. And it's
must have hung up.
It's a couple minutes go by, and then
we both hung ours up.
You start hearing a buzz coming from the little box.
I look down at my crotch and get mine out.
Okay, do you open it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
He's back on the screen, and he's like, "Okay,
can you see me?
I can see you.
What? No, I put tape. Where's the camera?
I'm not going to tell you."
And I just start running my hand along the top and the edges of it. Tell me when you can't see me.
He doesn't say anything.
I can see the reflection in your eyes. Oh, it's right there.
I'm taking my box and I'm putting it up to my ear. And I'm going, I look over at him. I was like, this isn't working.
All right. She was in River Lake doing research. Go find Dr. Salvador Grendich. He was the one meeting with her.
Say his name again. Last name.
His name was Dr. Salvador Grendich. He works at Lofard University. Go find him. And then he hangs up.
He just said.
Yeah, it's the same. It can't. No.
No.
They done.
On a plus side, the guy works at Lofard University.
What was the actual university? Because I missed it.
Lofard.
Lofart. With a T. As opposed to the high fart, you know, the ones when you kind of squeeze it together and real,
like a door creep.
Yeah. This is low fart. This is the good ones. You let all the air out.
Well, maybe he's an uncle. That'd be nice. If I die, I have like three things, but I mean, if I die, no one's going to get them right now.
I've never met a monkey's uncle.
Yeah.
Are you guys just having a conversation in the middle of the train station?
Absolutely.
Is the train there?
The train pulled away a while ago. And you guys are like standing on like the loading bay next to where trains are coming and going. Patrons are like walking past you.
Did the traffic go down? Because I was really waiting for baggage claim.
Check your bags. You had them with you.
I know. I was waiting for other people's baggage claim.
Also, I don't think you had any bags.
We had no baggage.
We had no baggage.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to wait. Yeah, I'd like to.
You have a lot of baggage.
Okay.
Parental stuff.
When you step out of the train station, you start looking and you can start seeing the cityscape in front of you. And there's a massive city before you. You see buildings are being built around the city, almost as if to scrape the sky. Several buildings are under construction and steel structures are springing up from the ground. Workers are riveting beams. They're hundreds of feet above the ground. You see these like really thick metal cords running from building to building to building. And you see boxcars like suspended from the cords moving along them. Straight down the middle of the city, you see a road that cuts through like a knife up until this incredibly large building, which takes up an entire like city block or two. Of space with spires that go higher than the skyscrapers around it. The long road is lined with these tall poles along the sides, with each having a resplendent spear levitating above it. The train station has one of the metal cords attaching to its front, and there's a group of people who are behind a line painted on the ground.
What are they standing in line for? Oh, that's for to get on the train.
You see one of the boxcars that are suspended from the wire moving toward the train station.
Got it. all right. Maybe, is there an information center somewhere? Is there? Hold on. Yeah. Let me, and I pull out my book again, and I flip. I'm like, all right. L, Lorax, Lorraine.
What are you trying to look up?
Lofard. Lofard. Oh, I ain't got nothing on Lofard.
Can I see that?
No.
I kind of like.
I checked it out, and if I don't take it back, I get fined.
Okay.
It's a library.
You know what that's good for, right?
Nope.
Wiping some of those Lofarts.
Oh, classic.
That thing is completely useless. I don't even know why you carry it.
Just in case.
Just in case what?
It'll come in handy one time.
I'm sure it will.
All right.
Anyways. You don't need an information center. You got me. We're fine. Let's just go.
Oh, you really been here?
I mean, I just know a few places.
You would actually, since you have been here, I would say you know that the university itself is nestled at the point the mouth of the river connects to the lake.
Listen, if we're looking for the university, and that's what the commander said, it's going to be up that way. I'm not much on academics, but I'm willing to go. I don't like the highfalutin type. However, if you want to meet more of my people, the classier, we'll say, there's a couple other places we could go. And one of them is going to involve us getting a room and an inn.
I don't want that.
Not together.
Oh, okay.
You got all this rusty crap. You're going to pay for the room.
Those are coins.
Right. So, room, university. University, we might find a room.
I don't know. I'd be happy to go to the university. I haven't got anything better to do.
All right. I'm just saying, sometimes they get in their nose in books and can't get out of them.
Okay. So, is that what you're doing?
We're walking towards...
Walk to the university.
Walk to... Well,
are we going to walk to the cable car that leads us to the university?
That works, yeah. So, one of the boxcars approaches, and it approaches like really, you see it moving really, really, really fast toward the train station. And
it's going to crash!
And then it slows down as it gets closer.
Wow. Did you see that, Skondrag?
I am rubbing my head.
Holy you have Moses. Like everyone standing in the line, like is now looking at you, and some of the kids are like laughing.
Hey, I appreciate your concern for the safety of that empty cart. However, we might need to keep a little bit lower profile. Remember, there are people who are trying to kill some of us.
Oh, yeah. Like those kids.
Like those kids. Like
killing those kids.
Do they hear that?
Are you whispering or are you saying?
I wish I could kill one of those kids and I say it like that and I'm looking at one of them.
They're definitely like getting a little bit closer to their parents. And now their parents are eyeing the both of you. And you see... near the train station, someone that's wearing a uniform eyeing the both of you more than other people.
Kill them with kindness. Am I
can
right?
Can I real quick roll for perception to see anything outside of the normal? Are they all elves?
Go ahead.
Are they all humans? What did... It's a... 13.
A majority of them are elves, and you notice the people that are like that look like they're a little bit wealthier are the people that are elves. And they kind of stand a little bit separated from each other. And as the boxcar approaches, you see as steam kind of pours out of the top section of the rear part of the cart, and you can see these brass-colored tubes that are running along the side and the top, and the tubes run up the arm that kind of connects to the wire. But you see that it doesn't actually ever touch the wire. The tubes connect to this gear system at the top of the arm, which is attached to rods embedded in these bluish crystals. And the steam is turning these gears, which spins the rods, rotating the crystals. And as they spin, this electricity is like passing between them, kind of like a Tesla coil. And it like connects to the wire and then goes to the other crystal. And as the thing goes faster, you see him rotating faster. And as it goes slower, you see him rotating slower. When the boxcar actually pulls up, you see there's a front compartment where the elves are getting in, and then a back compartment where everyone else is getting in. There's a, like a operator sitting in the back of the cart as well.
And I kind of grab Raphael and say, you're going to want to get in on this side. And
I try
towards
I,
the back
I,
side
I
of
tug,
it.
And I try to get in the front part of the car.
You see the guard that was standing by the train station now approaching you as you approach the other side of the car.
The back is a little stuffy. Can I go up front?
He's also an elf.
That changes things. Okay. I'll go in the back. I get it. Got it. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the most intelligent, but maybe if you want to just follow some social norms, that might be a good idea for us.
I'm not a big town guy.
Yeah, I can tell.
The operator's looking at the both of you, and you see this kind of like crystal like spinning right in front of him, and he's like, new in town?
Very.
He is.
I don't travel much. I'm just nervous.
Just trying to show him.
I get it. This is a hard first place to travel.
There's a lot going on here.
Where are you guys heading?
The university. I got a scholarship.
Oh, that's awesome. You see him kind of spin the crystal, and then he's like, "All right, I have you set to go to the university. It is our last stop."
All right, we'll ride to the end of the line.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
I'm sitting there like wiping sweat with my bandana because I'm so nervous at what he's going to do or say.
Is there anything you guys want to do while you're riding?
I'm going to talk to anybody else in the car. Yeah. Just kind,
small talk.
Civil conversation.
I can talk to people. I just don't like towns very much.
Okay. As much as I'd love to roleplay that out, I'm not going to. The wire that this car is following begins to like go up. And you see as it like goes toward this building, and as you're like going past buildings, you can kind of see into the glass, and you see like office spaces, you see like different studios, you pass by someone doing art, and then the wire begins to descend after making a bunch of stops. The stops are actually like on the sides of skyscrapers, where it like will stop next to the skyscraper, the door will open, and then people will get out into the skyscraper. And then it keeps moving on. And then at the last point, it's just you two who are in this boxcar. And you watch as the line begins to descend, and you see this massive body of water that extends as far as the eye can see. And a really big river that flows from the southeast edge of this body of water. On the shore near the mouth of the river, you see a bevy of elegant buildings that have a similar construction to that of the church in the center of town.
But I wouldn't know that.
Well, you got like as you guys are moving past it, because this is like it's moving through the center of town, so you kind of see the big building of the church as you're driving by it. Yeah, so it descends and it kind of puts you at the front building. It drops you off at this large staircase, And then the operator's like, this is the last stop. You guys can get off here. Hey, congratulations. Going to school, man. That's just, I really respect that.
Hey, thanks, bud. I mean,
we're real proud of him.
Yeah, thanks.
I never got the chance. And,
that's all right.
Yeah. Maybe you can get there. Mm-hmm. I'll put a good word for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
What was your name?
Oh. I'm only thinking of, like, but instantly it was like, Theodore, Percival. Ratty. name is Thomas.
Well, Tommy, it's been good knowing you.
Thomas, thanks. Tom.
I doubt
Thomas,
we'll talk again, Tomifer? Ever.
Can I call you Tomifer?
Sure, I'm Thomas. I drive the train line.
It's been a real pleasure, and I think you need to set yourself some goals and try to attain them. Okay, bud?
You got this, bud, and I walk out.
Okay.
All right, I walk out too.
Yeah, so you walk out into the building, and again, it's like really elegant stonework, and just a beautiful building. Stairs lead up, and you see these like large open doors. The temperature here is really pleasant. It's kind of you're south of the equator, and so it's in that kind of nice zone where it's not super hot. It's just kind of a really great temperature year round. And you walk in through the doors and you see this very old looking elven woman with wrinkles on her face who looks at you like with her glasses at her nose and kind of looks down at you and then
I'm just
goes
that.
Back to her work.
Excuse me, ma'am. I was just here because we were sent on a measly task. No, you didn't. Shut up. We got a measly task assigned to us by one of your really amazing professors.
Salvador Grenditch. That's who I got my scholarship from.
That didn't happen.
She kind of was ignoring you the whole time until she actually heard the words Salvador Grenditch.
Do you know Salv?
And you see her eyes kind of look over to you, and she's like, what do you want?
Can you point us toward his office?
Or Mike Wazowski.
Can you point us towards his office or just in general where we might find him?
Can you move? Will that break you?
I think I can take you over there. And she pulls out a cigarette and puts it in her mouth and starts smoking as she's walking through the halls. Please follow me. Don't touch anything.
All right, you're the first elf I've ever seen smoke something, so by golly, we'll follow you.
I will follow.
Okay, she walks you through the building, and it leads into this, like, section. It leads back out into the open, and you see kind of, like, buildings on both sides. And down the middle, there's a path with kind of statues on both sides. You see a statue of this really tall elf woman standing, looking incredibly regal, a huge crown on her head. On the other side, you see another statue of a large man who looks similar to her. And then at the very end of the path, you see that same elf woman and a small dwarvish woman hunched over a piece of paper, both holding a pen. And these are like incredibly intricate marble statues in the middle of this courtyard area.
Ma'am, I didn't catch your name. What was it?
My name's Darla Malsbury.
Darla, what's with those statues? They're pretty big.
The statues are... as she's walking you by them, you see her, like, gesture to one, and she's like, this is my Lelel Eleleth, the current ruler of Ifelheim. And then you walk past the next one, and she says, this is Raiden Eleleth, her father, who was killed in the Battle of Drakenburg before the Union was founded. And then you approach the big, like, the biggest statue of them all, and it's the statue of the elvish woman again and the small dwarf, and she says, this is the signing of the Treaty of Drakenburg. That's Lady Myliel, and that is Jessica Shatterbrow. Yes.
That's a good name. That's a good one. That's a good name, Darla. Yeah. What do you think?
Sure. It's sure.
Nice.
Is there anything else you would like to know?
No.
If you look to the left, you'll see grass growing.
Is that special grass?
No, I just assume that you would know basic things.
but obviously you don't.
Not really. This
so
is all. This is all new to me.
If you look up, there's
tell me
the sky. The sun is rising.
What's the bright thing?
Setting.
Oh God, it's bright.
That's that is the home of our god, the god of Solon.
Oh wow, it's bright.
I kind of stop and look at the signing of the Drakenberg Treaty.
Yeah,
and then catch up, turn and catch up to them.
Okay, yeah. So she takes you through the courtyard into the big building at the edge, and as you're walking in, you see like this carved sign that says the School of Science and Magic. She walks you through it to this big office at the end of a hallway, and as you walk in, you see this elven man who is kind of hunched in a corner, and he's got these different vials of like different powders, and he's holding a flame over them, and you see them start to burn different colors. And as she walks in front of you guys, she says,
Mr. Grenditch, you have some pests here to see you.
Oh, Darla. Darla and I go way back. That's funny.
And she walks away.
That was beautiful. Yeah, Salvador, we were sent here to find you.
You were sent here to find me?
If I say Commodore, does that do anything for you?
Commodore.
In short, we're just seeking some of the information you might have.
Oh, okay. And he puts all of his like stuff down and he turns around. He's wearing a white lab coat. He's actually a pretty attractive elf. And he's got this nice little beard. And he looks at you and he's like,
Huh?
And he looks at you and he's like, I will help however I can. Do you have a science question, magic question?
Not exactly. We were sent your way.
As you're talking, he kind of, now that he's got his eyes on you, he kind of like starts approaching you like, and like is looking both of you down. He's like, you two are odd.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a human and a dwarf like you before. And he like grabs your arms. Whoa. And he's like kind of lifting him up. And then he lets him back down, and he's like, I've only met one other human like you.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you we have the same last name.
What?
Yeah. Same family crest. Grenditch.
Dude.
And I pull out my billfold, and I open it, and it all my different IDs and certifications show up, and each one of them says Raphael Grenditch.
Okay. And he like looks at it, and he's like, I mean, Grenditch is not a super uncommon name.
I don't know, but it'd just be nice. You know? What if?
Okay. Who's your mom?
That's a good question. I was hoping you know.
I mean, I'm not like an only child, like, but.
Do you think we could be brothers?
I'm an elf.
Yeah, but what if?
Yeah, okay. Let's Sasha just say he obviously is not anything like any other normal human because he's not normal. However,
you're right. And then let me just.
Did you have any run-ins with a fellow scholar?
Okay, Skondrag, what is your AC? And Raphael, what is your AC?
What the crap?
What? 14.
14?
14.
14. Okay, both of you feel as he like reaches into his lab coat and pulls out these two needles and sticks them into your hands.
Needle man! That's needle fine. Man, that's back fast. Up.
Okay.
I immediately back up. Like, I just yank my hand back and like.
Can we roll? I mean, I would try to do that, obviously. I would know needles at this point. I'm trying to not, yeah, get that.
Okay, he was rolling to hit you, so and he did hit you. So you feel this prick in your hand as a needle goes in on both your hands. do you like pull back?
I immediately
pull back, and
yeah.
immediately try to rip it out.
Okay, I'm gonna say like you pull back so quickly, he's still holding on to the needle.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, what are you guys doing?
I'm gonna flip my cane out, whip the hook out, and try to knock on one of his hands. So basically, like spin the cane and knock. Wrap it around his hand and hit it to try to knock one of the needles that he's holding out.
Are you guys like saying anything, or are you just doing it? Or
no, I think I'm just doing that.
I'm very confused.
Okay. Roll an attack for me.
That's a 9. So no.
Plus
what was it?
9. I mean, plus dex.
Yeah,
15.
Okay, that definitely hits.
Great.
He's a scientist. And
I hit his hand like, what the heck was,
yeah,
what are you
so
doing?
You whack his hand and he like screams out in pain. Well, not like a scream, but he like lurches in pain.
I thought we were brothers.
And then as he kind of yells out in pain, the door behind him, you see in slow motion, wood splinters and like breaks apart. And you see this like metal dragon's face come through the door. And as it continues to come through, you see these giant ram's horns that wrap around a big breastplate of armor with a giant domed metal helmet run into the room. And the figure puts his arm in front of the scientist and... you see him clench his fist, and this shield springs out of a gauntlet he's wearing. Dad, would you describe the rest of your character for us? Hey everyone, it's me, Will, the creator and DM of this show. Welcome back to Afternoon in Adventuring. Right off the bat, I have a huge shout out to one of our listeners, so here's the deal. Cody was connecting with someone at a coffee shop, and they kind of got into the subject of D&D and what podcasts they like to listen to. And you know, they threw out the typical D&D podcasts. You had Critical Role, Adventure Zone, and a few others. But then Jaden, that's the guy that Cody was meeting with, told him that some of his friends told him to listen to a show called Today in Adventuring. Now, let me just say, everyone around the table, as Cody was telling this story, was like banging the table and screaming because of how excited we were, honestly, that it's our show is spreading. So thank you so much to listening to the show, Jaden. We love to have you here. And to the people that told Jaden about the show, send us an email, and I want to give you guys a shout out too. As our community continues to grow, I'm sure we're going to have more moments with you seekers out there. Hopefully I'll have more stories like this that I'll be able to share in this section in the future. But when I heard it, there was no way I couldn't tell everyone else about it. So if you have any questions about the show, or you want to tell us what you think about it, or if you've made or found memes that you think that we'll think are funny, just send it to tadfpodcast@gmail.com. And then I have to do my obligatory, please leave us a 5-star review part right here. It would help us out so much, and it takes less than a couple minutes. And who knows, you just write a quick review, and maybe you'll get a message from one of us saying that we want to give you a gift. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. Check, see. Maybe today, Lady is with you. Go follow us on Facebook at Today in Adventuring and our Instagram at TADVPodcast. We are building a community, and we want you to be a part of it. The Seekers are looking for more Seekers. Finally, Maya wanted to say happy birthday to her friend and fellow listener, Sasha. Happy 22nd birthday, Sasha. Sorry, as a DM, to say that you're the character with the same name as you just died. But happy birthday, and thanks for listening. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed the rest of this episode. Here's to seeking the truth.
Yeah, you see a large, what seems to be a human, and he does have a pauldron that's the shape of a dragon with the mouth closed, by the way. It looks like it has two parts to it, and the mouth is now closed. And the two huge ram's horns, one goes over his left chest, and the other one is broken off and forms a cap on top of his shoulder. He also is wearing a domed helmet, and it seems to fit right into a neck piece that also fits into a dark breastplate that seems to kind of hug his body shape, and he seems to be well built. You can see his right shoulder is bare, but hairy, dark, lots of bruises and scars and burns. And you look down on his waist, and he has kind of a leather tool belt. And this tool belt carries two hammers, one hammer on his right side that has interesting, I would say, Celtic-like knots all over the hammer. And it's a smaller hammer. It looks like something somebody would use in a forge. And his helmet has the same matching Celtic knot right on the nose piece that goes all the way up to the top of the helmet.
Yeah.
On the... Oh, left side, he's carrying a two-handed hammer that looks just like an anvil for a head. And he's wearing leather breeches and steel-toed leather boots. And he puts his left arm forward that's holding the gauntlet shield, and he's putting it in front of... the doctor.
You see him. You see him wrap his arm around, and he's protecting the doctor. And the doctor is like, "Why the hell did you just hit my hand?"
I take about a half step back, and I put my hand inside my inside my trench coat, just right hand in.
Listen, we got a thing with needles, and you just stuck needles into our hand.
I wanted a blood sample, and if I would have asked, I didn't know what you were gonna say, so I just took it.
Normal people,
you gotta ask,
right?
My students have never hit me before.
I have a scholarship. I'm not even a student here.
How many students have you stabbed?
How many?
All of them.
Oh my goodness!
No wonder enrollment's down.
HR got a hold of this doctor.
Yeah, you hit doctor.
I didn't hit doctor. He hit
me
doctor
first. I hit him. He poked me in the hand. Who are you?
Has he stabbed
He's
you?
Huge.
I am Svage. Svage Pitala.
What? Sledge?
I'm pretty sure he said Smage.
Like Sledgehammer, like the hit Dave Matthews cover song?
Why do you make fun of Svage?
Why are we back to Dave Matthews?
We never left, brother.
Why you make fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you.
I'm going to let you talk through this one.
He stabbed me. Who are you, and why did you break the door? What's happening?
You
could have asked for a blood sample, I'm pointing at the doctor, and you, I know nothing about you. I think we all need to take a chill pill here and use our words rather than we're using our needles and our shield.
Swage, you feel the doctor kind of tap you on the shoulder, and he's like, I think we're okay. I don't think they're trying to hurt me. You can back up. Like, you're okay.
Swage, your response time was great, and I'm not going to lie. The damage you did to that door is quite impressive. I mean, it's clear off the hinge. I think one, two, yeah, there. You're even missing a hinge.
So Swage takes his hand out of a pouch on his side and kind of brushes it off on the floor. There seems to be some kind of powder on his hand.
What was that? Why'd you do that?
He says... Svage not hurt you. Yet.
I like
That's good. That's better than what was... I peed. Look at my pants. I pee. There's pee.
He literally has a puddle underneath.
Wet pants. Shield dragon. Not good. Doctor, needles, I peed.
Okay. Sage, it's really fine. You okay. What are you guys, why are you here?
Do you guys have cats here?
No, we don't have cats.
Oh, well, that's going to get awkward for somebody having to clean it.
So, yeah, the scientist looks at you guys and he's like, okay. Why did you guys come here?
Well, the commander told us that we were supposed to meet Sasha. And then Sasha met us.
Stabbed us with needles.
Lots of them.
So you can see our... We don't like needles.
I'm not a big fan of needles.
I don't know who this commander is that you're talking about.
Right.
Don't know why that matters. But I do know Sasha.
Well, you did know Sasha.
Did something happen to her?
You could say that.
That sounds like you had something to do with it.
No, we actually had something to do with the second time. The first time she died, that was probably in, you know, connection to some other individual.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's definitely no longer among the living. So if you see her, just understand that she is not actually her.
Not good.
Not good.
So what you're saying is she didn't stand me up.
Oh.
Yeah. And you see kind of like his eyes well up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Well,
actually, Skondrag pulled a bandana that she had on her body. He took that as like a kind of thing to show people that we'd seen her. Skondrag, you still have that bandana of hers?
Kind of open up like a little pocket. And
yeah,
I pull out. And I was like, "Is it the purple one?"
No, yeah, it was the purple one. She had it tied on her belt loop. Let me see.
Kind of silky.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have that one anymore.
Oh. Well, I wish we could give you something to console this terrible loss, but...
Well, thank you for letting me know.
It's like Christmas. It's the thought that counts.
Okay, yeah. We have been meeting. She had some questions for me about the forest at the south of town, the forest without trees. We spoke a couple times, went on a couple dates.
How'd they go?
Really well.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry about that.
You have that to look back on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you think we're brothers?
I doubt it, considering you are a full-blood human, and I am a full-blood elf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what if?
You know, anything is possible when you live in a world of science and magic.
All right, so Sasha was our contact. We were supposed to get with her, but she got, we could say possessed, but I don't think that's the right word. So now here we are, and we have this book, and I pull the tome out, and I hold it up. We have this. Does this mean anything to you?
Or the name Dr. Jermaine Steinadler? Do you know, you familiar with his work?
Or Destin Wayward?
You know, any of these things?
None of those ring a bell for me. Great. I can tell you what she was doing before I lost track. I mean, I met with her like 2 days ago.
That would be more useful than anything we have right now, apparently.
Okay.
And most things you've said so far.
So, what we talked about was...
Is this guy going to stand here the whole time? He's huge.
So, Swage goes over to the door he broke, and he starts messing with the wood and the metal, and sort of trying to
put things together. You're not going to be able to fix that. You destroyed that thing, door shredder style.
Swage can fix door.
Maybe sprinkle some of your powder on it.
You're definitely leaning Russian, and I love it.
Oh,
yes. I actually really, like, if you lean even more Russian, like, it is perfect.
It's like Eastern Sweden, Northern Germany, Russia.
Okay, yeah. No, that's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Ukrainian.
Yeah. But so he's kind of like picking it up and you kind of know how those hinges are working, but the problem is like you really did splinter like from the hinges,
the metal.
So like putting it back together is not going to be an easy task. So you're speaking with the doctor, and he's like, yeah, so we met up on a date last time, and she was telling me how her work was going. She was researching the forest with no trees, and
that's, we know that.
Yep. So in specific, she was researching some modern disappearances. It's
trees.
Well, no,
there aren't any.
Well, there's originally no the forest was called the Forest of Lost Tears.
Mm-hmm.
We thought because people, the stories said that they would go missing in the forest, and those who were lost were cried over, and so their tears were lost. There's disappearances happening today that seem eerily similar to what was happening back then, is what she was telling me, at least. And so she had a couple places that she was
going to... Great success!
Yeah, okay. She had a few places that she was going to research these occurrences. She said something about a coffee shop. I don't know what coffee shop. And she said about going to the church to connect with the deacons who are working with the victims of the families to help relieve their grief.
Right, yes. Relieve them of their grief. Got it.
Yeah.
So what part did you play in all this? I see how Sasha did it, but what do you do?
I'm the director of the Department of Science and Magic.
It's interesting.
And... she was connecting with a historian, and I bumped into her in the hall, and she dropped some papers. We talked.
That is cute.
It was honestly.
Sounded like you guys would have been perfect for each other.
It was fun while it
was. There any,
and
professor?
Then you see just a tear kind of stream down his face.
Not to. Like, I look over this, but
sledge still in the corner, like sweeping up pieces of wood. Like, buddy, it's not good. Yeah.
Hey, why you little man wear hat and bandana?
Yeah, I was saying that too, Sledge.
It helps keep the heat in. We'll just go with that.
He has to be sweaty, am I right?
It's a sweaty combo.
Yeah, he's always wet.
But what? Golly, have you had any run-ins with something called a dryad?
A dryad?
Yes. Or do you know anything about them?
I mean, I've studied the species.
Right, you're a scientist. You got to know all the science stuff.
Yeah. They are something that is difficult to understand. A species who cannot withstand life without their trees. It's said that there was a group of them living in the forest to the south. But obviously, that's impossible now.
No Ford, no Dryad. That makes sense. Now... if I was to maybe toss a name like Ulrich, would you know any sort of academics that might fit in that?
I'm looking at Skondrag just like eyes wide open, like all of these names that he's saying, like throwing my hands like, where were these a little while ago? What are you saying?
No, I can't.
All right, yep. Okay. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
He looks at you again, and he's like, he takes those two needles that he had earlier.
Did you get the blood that you want? Because, like, I'll give you blood, but you just got to ask, man. Can we practice that?
I think I got what I need. Thank you, though.
That's disgusting.
And he brings it over to this small contraption with it. I mean, in modern terms, it's a microscope. Like,
yeah.
It's a microscope.
Yeah, I'm not really keen on...
I'm not a big fan of that.
Looking at... my blood.
Not a big fan.
Well, then I'll do yours first. And he puts it on the little piece of glass and slides it underneath the microscope and is peeking into it. And he's like, I was right. I've never met a dwarf like you.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Can I look?
Yeah, sure. And right. He moves to the side and he takes your little thing of
no,
blood.
No, his, not mine. I don't
know,
look at mine.
I know. He grabs yours and moves it away from you so that if you tried to take it, you couldn't.
Oh.
As you peep into the little people, you see...
hold on. Purple smoke.
It's not purple smoke. Smells. But it's, purple cells. You see the cells and there's a slight purple aura around them.
Listen, people keep telling me that, oh, I've never seen this, I've never seen that. Whenever I'm around, it's super annoying. So can you just explain to me what it is about me that you've never seen?
Yeah, the essence around yourselves.
Yeah, midichlorians. Makes sense.
Here's the thing. What is the difference between science and magic?
Nothing. It's all made up.
You were the first person to give me the right answer.
I know. I'm always right.
I'm shaking my head no.
And he sees you and he's like, why?
Sven, that's good to know. I'm always right.
Ruff, you seem to disagree.
No, he's not always right.
Oh, you don't disagree with his statement. You just disagree with him being always right.
You say magic and science?
What's the difference?
I think that as time goes along,
magic
I think that magic has been more widely accepted in the church or in society as...
While he's talking, Swage gets out a small metal piece and he starts scratching the bottom of the tool that the doctor was looking at, like he was trying to figure out what it was made of.
Like the microscope?
The microscope.
Like a hardness scale.
Yeah, like he's like,
get a little scratch of it.
He's like, because it looked metal. So he was like,
yeah, it's metal.
Interested.
Right. Yeah, and I continue. I think that the more society has...
Please stop. Please, Swage. I understand.
Nope.
Just don't do that. Continue.
As society has accepted religion more, it has kicked out science and therefore kicked out magic. So,
you don't sound like you're going anywhere with this, Raphael.
He never does.
I think it's all hocus pocus. I believe in mechanical, tangible things, and I think that they're both doohickey.
Well, when you cast a spell, are you not just following a process?
I don't cast a spell, so I wouldn't know.
And he just looks over at Skondrag.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm still trying to figure all this out. But I have cast a few spells before, yes.
Is it not just a process that you follow?
I mean, to some degree, it's kind of I do step 1, 2, and 3. But I think there's also a little bit of me.
Okay.
Involved.
Here's the thing. From my studies, magic is just simply science that we don't have an explanation for yet. Let me put it in simpler terms. How does gravity work?
I drop something and it falls. I don't need to know anything more than that.
Okay, so you know that it does work, but you don't know why it works.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no difference between the concept of gravity and the concept of working with a spell. That is what my department is in charge of studying. That's why we were studying. That's why I'm working with Svage over here. He had some interesting... I met him outside the city and he had an aura about him I have not met before, and so it was interesting to work with him and study.
Svage have no aura.
Svage, you got some purple blood too.
Purple yod. I have yod. You drink? I put yod in drink.
I don't want any of
yod. No, you want yod. Yod make you happy.
Yod sounds
like
good.
Skondrag might like yod.
I'm down for some yod. What you
yod,
got?
Yod, I'll put yod in drink right now.
Yes, I don't have a drink.
So,
right now. Do I have a drink right now?
Reach into his... I have drink for him.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a water.
All right.
And I'm like on the side here somehow. There's a water in the room. And I grab some water in a cup, and I reach into one of my pouches, and I take out the powder, and I start moving it in my hand, and my whole hand forms a purple flame around my hand. And then I hold it over the cup, and then the purple flame goes in the cup, and I give you the cup.
Hey, Skondrag, did you...
Till the better times.
Did you see the...
And I just real quickly take it just down the whole thing.
It tastes chemically, but it's water.
Yeah, it's good water.
Yes, this is excellent hydration.
Svetch, can I have... I hate to ask. Can I have one of those?
I have more yod. You want yod?
I don't... I... Yes.
So I reach back in my pouch for some more powder. I hold it over a cup. I don't know where these cups are coming from. They're somewhere in the room, I think,
they're
with
beakers,
water in
they're
them.
Just beakers that you're grabbing
I certainly probably wasn't carrying a canteen
it,
or
anything. It makes sense.
I had a water sack. You know, yeah, I have that. Part of my supplies, yeah. And I pour you some water. Again, I take the powder, kind of rub it in my hands, and the purple powder starts forming a purple flame around my hand, and then the purple flame goes in the cup, and I give it to you.
You see, I've seen people work with that substance before, but never in that manner.
Where does he get Spez? Where do you get that, Doctor? Where does he get it? What is it?
Well,
yod is in rocks. You find yod all over. In my hometown, I found yod.
That's true. Do you mind if I say what this one is, Dad?
Is it gold?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's iodine that he's using. In this case, provided him with it and several other things that have interesting properties around him.
It didn't taste bad. It's kind of
tinny.
It's got a little bit of the scotch flavor, but without
you take water out of creek, pour yod in, you drink.
Yeah, sounds handy. It's better than just the creek water.
You take water out of toilet. You put yod in, you drink.
All right, Svetch, hypothetically speaking, let's say I take some water out of a muddy pond. What happens if I put yod in it?
Yod good for you.
And I drink it.
Well, I put yod in pond water.
Oh, okay.
You don't know. You don't know pulver offering.
Oh.
Pulver offering.
I'm going to have to take your word for that one, but...
I believe that's a pour-over. It's kind of a coffee
pulver,
thing.
Pour-over. Pour-over? You say pour-over?
Yes, yes.
Pour-over. You need to pour-over.
Do you have a translation guide?
You should pull out your book. It might be useful
I
now.
I pull out my book and I pee, 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 pee.
Porsche, you don't find it.
Porsche, Paula, pull-over, pour-over.
Powder.
Yeah.
Transfer. Pull overing.
Oh, I get it now.
Powder transfer.
And I wink at Skondrag. Yep, that checks out. I get it. I love that.
At this point, I'm looking back at the scientist and going,
what do we do? Is he always like this?
He comes from the south.
Shvig can hear you.
Far less common.
I'm going to be honest. I felt like all of us came from the south, just apparently different south.
Well, I'm from Vesa. I walk for days.
You're so far south, you might actually be north.
So, is there anything else you guys want to talk about with the
I have
professor
horse. You want to see horse?
Shved, not right now.
Shved,
desperately, yes, but not right now.
You seem like you...
He has three legs.
Oh.
You seem a lot more like you might get out of the university. You don't really seem to fit here.
Do you want
to...
I come here for a doctor. He bring me here.
And doctor...
How did you bring him here?
Again, I was walking through the area around the city, trying to look for Sasha.
Svet, are you familiar with the forest without trees?
Shvig? You say Shven?
Svedge?
Shvig?
Shvig?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the forest without trees?
You are somewhat familiar with the forest without trees.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been in River Lake?
One day. Three day.
Great.
In the background, in the distance, you hear a siren. And, you hear the...
Probably fake.
You hear the rotating, siren, like in the Midwest, it's every, what is it, Thursday, Wednesday?
Wednesday at 11.
Wednesday, yeah, that. That's what you hear. And then you hear this, almost, it's like an explosion, but if the explosion happened backwards.
Okay.
I've seen this movie.
And the university rocks a little bit, And for a moment, there's a shockwave that kind of rattles the windows of the university. Books kind of thud against the floor. You taste dust now freshly in the air from the shaken ceiling. And the doctor standing, like, kind of is, like, thrown off for a second. He's like, damn it, not another one.
What is that? And I'm, like, crouched and, like, looking around real frantically, like, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Do I need to be worried? What's happening?
That one sounded like it was pretty far from the university. Yes.
No, words. Don't listen to him. Words. Keep talking. What's happening? Are we getting attacked?
Well, not us specifically, but there have been a few attacks around the city of River Lake as of recent.
By who?
That's a bit of a problem. We don't know. All we know is that it's obviously some sort of people group that are upset about the forest being taken down. There's been an attack on the.
So you're telling me it's like the IRA in Ireland.
Exactly. Actually, yeah.
As we walked through, I mean, you saw the newsstands. They were, you know, talked a lot about the riotings and the chaos.
But I didn't think they were doing anything because of it. Like, I brought a newspaper. I bought one as a souvenir.
Yeah, and he actually takes your newspaper and flips it open, and he's like, if you look at this page.
Oh, the big words on paper, bombings becoming more frequent every day.
It says right here about the logging headquarters that was destroyed. There's the construction corporation, the head that was taken out. There have been a couple city official buildings that have been, once again, destroyed, all in the same way.
Papers aren't just for cutting holes in.
Huh.
They're not a very good disguise. They're meant for reading and educating.
Huh.
To some degree.
But if I cut the eye holes in them and hold it up to my face, people don't know who I am.
100%. Svej, did you get that?
You get that?
Shrek.
Watch this, and I take...
You call me Swage. Swage. Wage.
Way.
And I look at him, and
you
I say...
You want me spell Swage?
Yeah. No, you can call me...
spell it.
You can call me Fomar. Ace.
Yes.
V.
Okay, keep going.
R.
Yep.
G.
K.
E.
Wait, what was the second to last one?
Gay.
Okay. And what was the next one after that?
E.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And so the ending is gay.
No, Schwig.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
This is on you guys.
At this point, we've kind of gotten any information. Is there anything else? Like he talked about the bombing, the civil unrest, and some of what's going on around town.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that like? We would just kind of end this conversation, look and say, hey, this would be helpful for us. Like, how can we be helpful to you? Is there any sort of compromise or,
as you're kind of talking about that, he's like, I just appreciate that. I know, why I haven't heard from Sasha.
Yeah. Have you ever, have you ever been to the Church of Solon?
I believe it's pronounced Church of Solomon.
I have been to the church. I don't personally follow or give to the church, but I've been there. Yes.
What direction do I need to hit? It's center of town, right?
Center of town. It's
all right.
Hard to miss.
Hey, we should probably head that way. And then after a day of this, we might just want to find ourselves a place to stay. So it sounds like we're going to be here for a while.
You can stay by my fire. I have place in forest that is no forest.
That was a good line.
That was good.
So you have a place in the forest, which is no forest.
Is there trees?
Yes.
Is there a house?
No house, just rocks.
You have a fire?
Make fire.
Listen, I'm going to be honest, Gondrag, with your reputation that you're not telling me in this.
You're welcome to go sleep in the rocks with Svej, but I'm going to the Portside Inn. I'm going to sleep on a nice bed.
I mean, I don't mind camping. I grew up around a campfire.
Go for it. You guys can cuddle.
Hey, doctor, you need me? I go see horse.
Spage, I think I've done more than I can already with the information that I've gained.
From, I have more powder. You.
That is totally fine. You can take your horse and
I have go. Gamla, Nick. Good powder.
I trust you, Spage. Thank you.
All right.
If you would, I need some time now.
Can I have my vial of my blood back?
I have not even examined it yet.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I just want it back.
He looks at you and he's like, "No."
Oh, okay. That's okay. I don't think it's a spot for it.
Listeners, you can't hear it, but Spage was holding his shield up threateningly toward Ike here. So,
Shved let go. He lets go of his hand. He opens his hand, and basically the mane comes. The shield mane goes back in, and now it looks more like a mitten gauntlet. Mm.
Yeah, no, he can keep it. That work for you, Sledge? Spage?
You know,
Sledge.
It might help. I don't know. You seem like a capable pair, but
thanks.
Well,
do you need to roll deception?
He holds up his hand and it's like turning purple. And it's like, I'm not going to say it's clearly broken, but it very well could be. Is like, judging by this, I think you can probably take care of yourself. But River Lake is not the safest city right now. And although he lacks a certain amount of decorum, it might be in your favor if you take my companion with you.
I mean, I'm going to go stay in the woods. I don't want to be in town. That place, I felt like I was just going to get in trouble there.
Yeah, you two definitely lacks a certain decorum, but maybe we should go talk to the deacons at the Church of Solon first.
Svedge, you know the... Swage, you know the Church of Solomon?
You would know some about the Church of Solon.
He's been
big church! What roof made out of?
It limestone, I've been told.
It's shiny.
Sure.
Copper.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely not limestone.
Copper.
I didn't look at it when we flew in, so.
Okay. So you guys walk out of the office and start working your way toward the city. Are you guys walking to the church? You can split the party, like, it is an option. I'm not going to encourage it, but
so
if you
are they
want
going to
go,
the church?
We're headed to the church this way.
Okay.
I want to know roof made cobber. I go to a church to see cobber.
We could probably get you to take a look at the roof.
Yeah.
All right. You guys start heading towards the church, and as you kind of get onto the main road that approaches, you see a commotion on the side of the road, and an entire city block where there should be a building, there's not.
Is there like rubble around it?
No.
And there's commotion around it? What's the... I'm going to roll a perception to see like what the feel of the crowd is. That's a 14 plus... Sorry. Plus 7. So that's a... I don't math good at
21. As you approach the site of this big crater, you see...
Oh, there's a crater?
Yes. You see not debris like scattered around the roads, but you see like this massive hole in the ground. And at the surrounding buildings, whereas most times when you see an explosion, you would see kind of how they're pushed out and you see these glass like broken outward.
Implosion.
You see that it was sucked inward.
Mm.
And the crater itself is about a block wide, and it has circles. What'd you say?
That sucks.
Okay.
Oh, we don't deserve this level of humor.
So the crater has about every 5 yards, it becomes increasingly deeper. And at the center of the crater is a massive tree that's deeply rooted in the ground. From where you're standing, you see a figure, probably an elf. Looks like it's made from the wood of the tree, appearing to cry out in pain. The elf appears to have signs of a struggle across his body, and his face looks twisted in pain and anger. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Today in Adventuring is an actual play D&D 5e podcast. For all business-related inquiries, please send an email to tiadvpodcast@gmail.com. That's tiadvpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Will, the creator and DM of this show, and we have Rich Powers playing Swage Patella, Ike Matum playing Raphael Greenwich, and Cody playing Skondriag, the Forgotten. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time to see what's happening tomorrow in Adventuring.